Blog Talk Radio.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee. Cold feet on the gas, I've been driving too fast. Chasing you down like shots of vodka. Every night I'm in bed, you're just a name in my head. And I say it like it's my mantra.
Yes, we do. We all go running around and around and around. And now we're going to stop running around for a while, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. He's Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be. And that is where we are right now, exactly where we want to be on this amazingly beautiful March day that we all love so much. Well, I do. I love the end of March and I love the beginning of April. Spring is such a beautiful, wonderful day today. And to make it even more interesting and so wonderful, I have two guests that are going to join me today, Jay Sukunanan and Fortune Debba. And we're going to be talking about what we really want to bring into this world. What is it that gives us what is it that we're passionate about, that we love doing? And I'm really happy, I'm really excited to have Jay with me. Thank you, Jay, for joining us, and welcome to Tippy Talk.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm really excited to have you here with me today, because it's one thing to really do what you're passionate about and to pursue that goal, but it's another thing to have that, to have the ability to share it and to build things together with other people. Doesn't that take you to a totally new level?
Well, yes, it definitely does. It makes you think broader and bigger, and you can really see a lot of perspectives and how you can really make your dream come true, your vision.
Right. It makes it more real. It makes it like one step or two steps, or sometimes a lot more than that, closer to something that seemed so far away and so hard to get. So that's really, really exciting. And so we do have, I'm so really excited that I have you and I have Fortune with us today. But before we bring Fortune into the zone, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about one thing that you do that I think is really fun and exciting and really also productive and important. Did I cover all the words on it? That you do.
Yes.
And that is the vision board. And we always hear about it. You know, we have a vision board this and vision board that. But not everybody really understands exactly what it is and why it is so important and so much fun. So since you love that and you do it and you do it with a lot of people, what is it about a vision board that makes it so much fun and so important that you actually take the time to to do it, which takes a lot of time sometimes.
So what do I feel is so important? I see how you say reclaim your power. I see it. It gives people a lot of empowerment. The positive words they put on it, the visions they put up there, they go after, so they have a reason to get up every day and what they want to fight for. It's just so many benefits, right, for the mind. So there's five things, real quick. Creating one is fun. You'll always enjoy yourself in creating one. It's like an art project. The second one, it provides you with incentive. It gives you something you could see and work towards. The third one, it's a great tool to help with your visualization. Visualization doesn't come easy to most people, so to have a tool to aid you and pictures to guide your mind, it really helps you push forward towards the goals you want. The fourth one is it gives you a chance to think outside your limitations, so you don't let your everyday life or society lower your view of life and what you could achieve and all the things that you deserve. And the fifth one, it works. It's proven by, you know, people that have created the same exact house in the future subconsciously without even knowing. People that ask, believe, receive from The Secret. What you see, you know, you attract, and it comes into fruition. So that's the benefits. And I see it empowers a lot of people and helps a lot of individuals reach their dreams.
That's really powerful, and you said a lot of things that in itself I could talk about it for a whole hour. But one of the things that I really want to focus on is something that people really take for granted when you say something like that. And you said visualization doesn't come easy to most people. And that in itself, I can really talk about why it doesn't come easy, how to make it come easier. I can talk about that for hours. But the fact that the visualization doesn't come easy is, let's say it's about three reasons why it doesn't come easy. The first one, obviously, is because we don't do it a lot. Not only do we not do it, we're actually told in elementary school, stop daydreaming, stop thinking about things, focus on what I'm saying. We're taught to go from our own visualization into listening to other people's what they think that is important. So we teach ourselves to stop doing visualization. And so naturally, when we're born and when we're children, visualization comes very easily to most kids. Matter of fact, we live in kind of a dreamland most of the time as children, and we slowly gets pumped out of us. And that to me is how to bring back visualization so that it comes easy to you is really one of the secrets to doing everything that you really want to visualize about. Because if you can see it, and I don't remember who said that, but it's definitely not my words. If you can see it and you can perceive it, you can definitely create it. And that's true. Because if you don't see where you're going and if you don't see what you're perceiving, how are you going to get there? You know, it's like getting into a car and driving 100 miles an hour, but you don't know where you're going. So where are you going to end up? So a visualization board, you're saying, helps you visualize?
It gives you a tool and an aid to visualize. So, you know, having that vacation picture, you know, then when you have the background scenery, it could help you reach to putting your friends in there in your mind and, you know, bringing that to, you know, something called RASC. So it's when you, like, buy a Nissan Sentra, for example, then you start seeing a whole bunch of Nissan Sentras in your neighborhood you never knew was a popular car. You know, so when you bring those pictures into mind, it comes to your vision.
What's that called when you all of a sudden buy something or think about something and it's all over the place? There's a name for that.
It's called RASC, Reticular Activating System.
Reticular Activating System, RASC? Oh, I like that because it's so true. Like when I was pregnant, all of a sudden the whole world was pregnant.
You see?
So, yeah, cool. So I never definitely know that it works, and it's a powerful thing because before I was pregnant, nobody was pregnant on this planet, and all of a sudden everybody around me was pregnant. So that's a really powerful law. So what you're saying is that once you do a vision board, you actually bring it into your awareness, which is basically what RAS would be, bringing it into your awareness.
Exactly, and that's what you say your show is, to create awareness, help people create awareness. So, yeah, definitely.
So I have one more question about the vision boards, and then we're going to bring Fortune in to talk about her vision, and maybe we can help her create a vision board, because I think that might be a really powerful thing. What is it? How did you start doing it? What made you – there must have been a turning point that made you say, okay, you know what? First, I'm going to do a vision board, I'm sure, and then I want to teach other people to do it. What was it?
I realized the power. I realized the lack of strength to visualize on my own, and how it increases my visualization capabilities. And I want people to go after what they really want and achieve their dreams, and don't let anything hold them back.
So was there at one point in your life that something happened that made you say, you know what, I really need a vision board. It's going to make it so much easier for me to accomplish what I want? Or was it something that kind of fell naturally into it and it wasn't a big turning point in your life?
So for me, it was more, I could push myself, but everybody has a limited, finite amount of willpower. And having something pull you towards it really increases your continuation. You keep fighting for your growth, for what you want. So it has the pull factor too. That's the benefit of it.
Oh, okay. And ever since you started doing it, have you noticed that it's been working for you?
Yes. Simply some of my positive affirmations come up into my head right away. So if I ever seem to get overwhelmed by all the projects I'm working on, or, you know, the unknown, I get over very easily. One of them, for instance, says, I choose faith over worry, you know? And so that eliminates a lot of stress right away. It's in my head. It's embedded in my head.
I choose faith over worry, okay? So if you have not done that one before, if you wake up in the morning, or if you have a particularly important thing going on, and you're kind of worried about it, then it's kind of stressful. I choose faith over worry. And if you say that, it gives you a lot of power. It gives you a lot of, it calms you down a little bit, and it changes your perspective. I love that. So you're saying it automatically comes into your head because you say it so much. And when you start worrying, your head automatically says, I choose faith over worry.
Right. Exactly. Like my head, yeah, it brings it up on its own. it just comes up there.
I love it. That is so much fun. That sounds so awesome. Because it's not even about trying to stop worrying. It's not about trying to get rid of anything. It's just about going forward with saying it to yourself. I choose faith away. That's all you really have to do. You don't have to sit there for years and days and hours with some therapist telling them about all those things that you're worried about to get rid of it. So it's basically a much better way. And how does the vision board click into that? How does it connect?
So, like I said, on the vision board, we have positive affirmations and pictures.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So when you put it up in a certain area of your house or where you work, you see it so much, and you stand there and you repeat it, and it's auto-simulation also. By repeating something, it gets embedded in your mind and you just believe it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That sounds really exciting. And so with that in mind, I like to bring Fortune into the tippy zone and talk to her about her vision. Hi, Fortune. Welcome to the Tippy Talk.
Hi.
How are you doing today? I'm so excited that you're with us also. And
I'm very excited too.
Yeah, and I think you had a little bit of what Jay's talking about happen to you, where you had this vision and you put it in front of you that you wanted to talk about a specific thing, and all of a sudden it happened. So why don't you explain it, because I'm not sure exactly how it happened.
I happened to where I was doing I was going to talk. Somebody asked me to talk about ageless body, ageless mind. What happened is that all of a sudden I got another call from somebody, another organization, asking me to give a demonstration of how to achieve an ageless body and ageless mind, and give a, like a demonstration of a dessert, because everybody's a dessert that's made healthy instead of eating dessert, because people are addicted to sugar, and sugar ages you. You see, sugar is one of the foods that are very addictive, and it does something to the body that it like when you eat something that has sugar, it goes into your body, it metabolizes as fat when it goes into your body.
Okay, so using sugar as an example of something that you want to educate people about what it does,
yes,
and how it does it, how did your vision of wanting to talk about it pan out? Like, what happened?
My vision? How did my vision start it?
Because, you said that your vision was to talk, to teach people how to live an ageless life, an ageless mind, ageless body. And you wanted to talk to people and to teach them how to do it because you went through a lot of years of learning it. And so you were thinking about giving a talk in one place, and then what happened? And then somebody called you in another place asking you to come and give a talk over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because I had the vision of wanting to help people achieve that goal.
Is that like a way that RAS would work?
Yes, that's exactly what RAS would do.
That's what it is.
Right. So you think about it.
Your awareness increases, and it just keeps becoming. Things become more and more aware.
Mm-hmm.
And so people spot you, they spot your energy somehow, and they called you. So now what did they ask you to do in this new place that you are going to do a demonstration? What did they ask you to do over there?
Because they heard about me, because I give alternative.
You're fading out. We can hardly hear you, so you need to speak into the phone so we can hear you, because you keep fading out a little bit and it's hard to hear.
Oh, so this is what happens. That I give demonstrations of a healthier lifestyle and cooking, like really mostly healthy, instead of like whatever you eat that is,
so you gave one minute
you
gave it fortune you gave a demonstration where
I give demonstrations to
you're
my
going
clients.
To give one, or you do that to your clients already? You give them a demonstration.
I do already
how to eat
clients, and other and people these people heard about me and they called me. Because people are really addicted to sugar and mostly a lot of chocolate.
Okay, so they called you. They called you because. So I'm sorry, unfortunately, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm trying to get that. So you have been talking to a lot of people about a healthier or an ageless way of eating, and these people that just called you heard about it from obviously the energies out there, and they asked you to come and talk to them, about how to eat. Is that what you're going to do?
How to eat the foods that you love to eat, like people love to eat, like desserts and foods that are heavy and fatty, and make them healthy and make them in an alternative way that would be just tasty and healthy. And that's what I do. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm demonstrating a dessert that's easy to make, and it is just like chocolate, and it doesn't have any bad chocolate like that. Because usually when you eat a piece of chocolate, it's very addictive because it has milk and sugar and all the addictive foods. That's why you love it and you just want to eat more. It's called like the like a doctor calls it the a trap. It's like a trap, and like you want to eat more of that. So I made it, and I'm demonstrating a way of eating chocolate that is not harmful to the body, and it will really make you feel good and not overload the body with toxicity and foods that are harmful. Once you do that, the body will be able to run better and age less.
It sounds like you're really passionate about it, Jay. Doesn't it sound like she's got so much passion about what people eat and how much it affects their body?
Definitely. It seems like she's very educated on the subject, so her knowledge comes up very easy and effortless.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounds like it's something that you're very passionate about. And so when after you finish doing this demonstration, where you're going, so it sounds like it's going to be more like a demonstration, not necessarily like you're going to be speaking. You're going to be demonstrating on how to eat something. Yeah, how to eat something more healthy. So after you finish doing that, then you can come and tell us how it went and how, you know, how everybody reacted and how you felt about it.
Mm-hmm. I will. Right? And as I'm giving the demonstration, I will show them. I will give them a few tips on how to achieve ageless body and mind, because the mind too plays a big role too on this.
Okay, so yeah, that's like your whole program, the ageless body, ageless mind thing that you're putting together for. So Jay, how would you have her put the vision board together on something like that? She wants to teach people about ageless body, ageless mind, not just through food, through mental, physical, emotional, and everything together. How would she put the vision board together on that?
So, what the thing is, any picture you put up, could say I put up someone meditating or someone eating healthy or people being healthy and having fun activities, that vision board, those pictures symbolize something different to me than it would ever symbolize to you. So whatever I put up into relation to my thoughts of it is going to manifest the way I'm thinking and bring up my vision.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Fortune?
Yes, it does make a lot of sense, and I really love that, what he said about meditating and being more focused. And when I know that when you meditate, you become more focused and more aware of what you're doing, and more aware of putting in your body the best, and like being and it really makes you be in the moment. That's what we need to. That's what I need to do in my vision board. I find pictures of it. That's what you do. Find pictures of a person being more.
I find pictures that represent things I want. So, for instance, I have a house. You know, I would like a house. You know, I have a picture of people vacationing. You know, I would like to have my friends and family on vacation. I have, you know, girls on it. I may have a girl on it representing good company and someone to enjoy the journey with. It has different meanings. Any picture can mean anything to you, what it really means to you.
Mm-hmm. That sounds beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
Is meditating part of the program?
Excuse me? I think we got cut off.
I think we got cut off.
Yeah, I got cut off.
Chippy got cut off.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So...
You're saying a
I
lot
want
of
envision,
great stuff or two.
I want to envision the group, a group of people, and lots of people getting into the idea of having a healthier lifestyle and a better life for them. And I want to be able to do that, help out so people will be more aware of what they're doing to themselves.
You have a very beautiful soul, Fortuna. I'm happy to hear other people really want the best for other people. You know, that's
right.
Beautiful.
That's what I want to see. I want to envision that. I want this world to be a better world, a world of happiness, love, and understanding, and people that they. They should. It's good, like for people to to help themselves instead of going to a doctor to get health. They could be learning on their doing it for themselves, taking charge of their lives.
Mm.
That's what I see. That's what I want to view. I want beautiful body and their mind to help them envision a life of a healthy life without depending on somebody else to do it for them. That, you know, the body is magnificent, self-healing and self-regenerating. We don't need all these surgeries and drugs to make us healthy. We have it.
Yeah.
We have it inside of us. We connect our mind and our body.
Exactly. And when you say nutrition really affects the chemistry in your body too. So nutrition is a key
mm-hmm.
factor. So that's definitely that's why I'm happy you're hitting it at that angle.
Right. And people don't know really what whole plant-based nutrition is. Nowadays, it's like people focus on eating more animal protein than really good quality protein, clean from the, you know, land, instead of eating foods that are giving them, you know, like that are not giving them life. Like the when you eat a healthy plant-based diet, you become very clean inside, clean